Welcome to the Spiritual Soul Discovery Podcast. If you are spiritually curious, this is the podcast for you. We will be exploring today's curiosities around spirituality, mindfulness, and life after life. I'm your host, Joanna Durkin. I am a soul discovery coach and a spiritual medium. It is my passion to help you discover your inner spiritual guidance that connects you with your purpose here on earth. You know there's more to this life that's waiting for you. And now is the time to be inspired and uncover your true destiny. I promise there will be some magic along the way. So are you ready to discover more about your soul and its connection to this world and beyond? Then let's go. Hello, welcome to episode 34 of the podcast. Today, we are talking with Krista about manifesting magic. She is the perfect person to talk to. Manifesting is her thing. She loves talking about manifesting, and we had a great conversation about what she does, her manifesting stories that she has, and what helps her get to where she wants to be in terms of bringing things into her life. Before we get to the interview with Krista, I want to remind you about my quiz that's called, Is Your Soul Thriving or Just Surviving? This quiz is only 8 questions long, and it's such a great way to discover how connected you are to your inner guidance and your intuition, and then how that aligns with the flow of your life. So please share it with me when you do get your answers. So for Krista's interview today, we are going to start a series on the universal laws, and we're going to start with the law of attraction because law of attraction is, I know, a bit of a hot topic. You know, it's kind of a trendy thing to talk about, but there is more to it than just the law of attraction. Universal laws include many other things. The universal laws are, you know, laws or principles that everyone and everything in the universe, every single person on this planet, they are governed by these laws. So the law of divine oneness, where we're connected to everything, the law of energy, the law of action, there's a law of cause and effect. I mean, all of these are laws we use every day, but we may not put those words to it. So she's going to come on and she's going to share all the different types of laws that we're all governed by. And we're going to start with the law of attraction because that is one that in my mind is in the focus every day of how to bring in what I desire and what I want to bring into my life. So without further ado, here is my interview with Krista. Hello, Krista. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I'm really excited to start getting into the universal laws and starting with our part one, law of attraction. So excited. Thank you for being here.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. I love your podcast.
Thank you. I'm just so excited to talk about the law of attraction because it resonates with everything. I mean, you don't have to be spiritual or call yourself spiritual to be using these laws. In fact, you don't even have to be consciously aware that you are, which is why it's so fun to talk about, because I love talking about how we are consciously and subconsciously attracting what we want. And I might say that might be the good and the bad. So to be aware of it just gives yourself a leg up in creating what you like. So tell me about the law of attraction. Share with our listeners more about it.
Yeah. So I love that you talked about whether you're aware of it or not, because that's a big part of it. We live in a vibrational universe. So if we look at it and think of it in that way, everything, it has a vibration to it. And with the law of attraction, it basically states that like attracts like. So even our thoughts have vibration to them, even our emotions. So if we're constantly in a place of high vibration, we are thinking positive and great, uplifting, expansive thoughts, we're going to attract more of that. And same with vice versa. And so when we think about living in the universe a vibration, and living in the universe with the law of attraction, we can get really intentional about where our thoughts and our emotions and where our attention and focus go in order to bring about more of what we do want. And I should premise this by saying the universal laws are immutable. So it means we can't turn them on or off. So they're always, just like gravity, we don't like, there's no switch right. to say, yeah. you know, this is inconvenient. Okay, let's just turn this off for a hot minute. Right. No, it's always happening. So, and I don't want to daunt, it's, I say this just because it's good to be aware of. And we're already experiencing the laws of attraction. We already know that if we wake up on the wrong side of the bed in the morning and we continue on with that sort of frustration of, you know, oh, I got out of bed, I was grumpy, I stubbed my toe, I went to the bathroom to brush my teeth and, you know, there was no more toothpaste, my husband used up all the last of the toothpaste, like, and we continue on with that flow, what are we doing? We're going to create more of the same that's reflective of that start of our yeah. day.
Just like saying, like, nothing's going right. And it's like, well, now you've told the universe that nothing goes right for you.
It's so a declaration. It's like,
so you just have to watch your words. Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
Watch your words, watch your thoughts, and just becoming a little bit more conscious and aware of your trajectory. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, some of the things that we often say that we might not recognize are like things that refer to the laws of attraction are things like careful what you wish for, you might just get it, and you get what you give, reap what you sow, what goes around comes around.
Yeah, and like what about when people say like, I can't wait? It's kind of like I've heard people say like, you shouldn't say things like, I can't wait, even though I say it all the time. But it's like, you should say like, I'm so excited for, like, posing it in a more positive light, because saying can't is really saying like, I can't actually wait. I can't, like, you're kind of pulling the energy down a bit, even though that's not your intention. The words kind of pull the energy down. Do you agree with that?
I so want to agree with you on this one, but I don't.
Okay.
I say that because the universe doesn't process negatives. So when you're saying negative, you're actually saying a positive. Okay. So let me explain what I'm talking about. The universe doesn't understand or doesn't resonate with don't, not, no, can't, won't, all the things that are a negative. It just knows what you're putting in after that. And that's what you are attracting. So if you say, for example, I can't wait.
Yeah.
You're just actually attracting more waiting.
Right. Okay. Yes. Okay. That makes sense.
So, yeah. Was that actually?
Yeah, I was. Saying? I said, I can't wait. Because I say it all the time, because what you kind of, I don't know, it's like just a saying, right? But then now I try to reshape it and say, I'm so excited. Yeah. And try to say something that's light, and what I'm happy about, rather than what I'm not wanting to happen, which is waiting. Right. Right. It's a simple example. It's a very simple example. But I completely agree with that. So how did you start noticing the law of attraction in your life and how it came into play?
Well, I would love to say that it was because I was so intuitive and very observant of my reality. But no, I had a friend who introduced me to the movie. Maybe you've heard of it.
Oh, yes. Yes. So good.
So in 2006, I had a buddy who showed me this movie, and it absolutely rocked my world. I felt literally like I was given a guidebook to life. I felt like this is life-changing. This is altering in every aspect. My mind was blown, and I became obsessed.
Yeah.
And he also mentioned a few months later, after he showed me the movie, that he had come across a book called The Law of Attraction by I believe he's local to Victoria, BC, which is close to mm-hmm. me. And his name was Michael J. Lozier. I hope I'm saying that correctly. Anyways, he lent me the book. I devoured it. It was so simplistic in its explanation. And then I was actually traveling to Victoria to teach some yoga classes at the time. And this was 2008, I want to say. And I'm driving around and I've got a few hours between my next yoga class. And I'm like, I'm just going to go pop into a coffee shop and I'm just going to go where the wind takes me and I'll just keep driving until I find a coffee shop. And lo and behold, 10, 15 minutes later, I come across this really quaint, cute little place in this really sweet neighborhood in Victoria. And I park. And as I'm walking into the coffee shop, the door opens. And as I'm about to go in, out comes my friend who lent me the book. And the author of the book, Mike Jose. And I kid you not, as I'm driving around, I'm thinking, because I used to live in Victoria, and that's where I met this friend who lent me the book. And I was thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice to bump into that old friend? But I was only there for like 4 or 5 days, so it was a short trip. And lo and behold, he walks out, and I was like, oh my gosh, you're here. And then he introduces me to Michael Jose, and I was like, I have your book. I'm like reading it every day. It was one of the most serendipitous, coincidental, synchronistic moments ever.
Oh my gosh.
And it was just like, I just get goosebumps.
I have goosebumps. Like, that's crazy. Wow.
So that was really, I mean, when you have big experiences like that, when you're first being introduced to this concept, it's undeniable. It's so exciting. So that was kind of my introduction. And then I've just been obsessed ever
That's
since.
That's amazing. I love that so much. And like, yes, I have read the book. I've watched the movie, The Secret. It is mind-blowing that, I mean, this concept has been around before The Secret movie or book was ever printed. It's age-old, you know, secret of the universe. But it's fascinating how we can use the energy around us and use our thoughts and our words to truly create what we want in our life. And you have to kind of let it happen, but to bring it in and use those techniques is pretty special. Like, it's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess my question, what I always think about is like, it's so powerful. Why is this not more mainstream, do you think? Like, I get that Oprah made it more mainstream and like, yes, a lot more people are having their own spiritual awakenings and the way that they're noticing these things. But truly, mainstream is like teaching this in school, it happening on the news, like things like that. Why do you think it's not so mainstream?
So I think that, well, first of all, I think there might be a bit of a disconnect between people really understanding that they have this control. And I want to say less control, but more influence. I mean, if you look at, for example, it can be really hard and a big reality check if you've lived a life that's been really hard and really challenging and full of disappointment and full of just like, and then for somebody to come by and say, oh, you're actually responsible for that.
Oh, that would be devastating.
It'd be challenging to hear. And so I think when we talk about bringing it mainstream, I think we're all in different phases of our spiritual development. And it really resonated with me when I learned about it because I was ready. I was ready to hear it. And I was ready to take the reins in my own hands and have a little bit more influence. When I share this with my mom, it's not a good thing. She's really resistant to the concept. What happens is we oftentimes, actually, this is interesting. Michael Beckwith actually has a masterclass on the spiritual development phases. And the first one is that we are in a phase of thinking that life is happening to us. We are the victims of our life. And then the second phase is going into, oh, I actually have control and influence over my reality. And I have, my thoughts have impact on my circumstances and situations mm-hmm. that happen to yeah. me or happen for me. And then he has two or three other phases, which I won't get into because go check him out.
Yes, awesome. I'm going to.
But it's a developmental thing. So I feel like mainstream, we're getting there. Things have changed dramatically since even just The Secret came out in 2006. It is becoming more mainstream every year, I think. And we are going through a mass awakening. And it is so cool to hear, you know, so many new podcasts and, you know, Oprah talking about it. And it is becoming more mainstream. But I think also in the past, like even before The Secret and before we were really switched on to it, this was sacred knowledge. This was, you know, it was passed down often by word and spoken word to, you know, the priests and priestesses of the past that were deemed ready. And oftentimes, or I should say, in history, historically mm-hmm. speaking, anything that went kind of out of the norm of the status quo, there were huge consequences to free thinking and to, you know, your life was at stake
yeah.
in a lot of times. And so it wasn't safe to share this knowledge if you hadn't come across it in a sacred way, mm-hmm. or like, I want to say, if you weren't delegated as somebody, and anointed
yes,
or
yes.
like, you know, so if you were just a random Joe walking down the street and had this information and were sharing it, you were at risk.
Right. And I find that so great. Like, I'm so glad that you brought that up because it really was like a secret back in those days, like historically, where, you know, people made it pass down this information, but the threat of being hurt or killed or persecuted for following this type of thought pattern theories, it kind of carries through lineages, and it carries through people in power. And also that's how they keep people in power, keep other people in check by not having the information. So I think everything you said really rings true to why it's not so mainstream. And then it's the people like us and people who can embrace the law of attraction. And we can carry that on to our kids and like share from where our place is in our lives. But that's, I mean, which is why I love doing this podcast, because kind of sharing this information that you may not hear otherwise is so valuable, you know, like you may not hear it in other places. So, okay. So let's talk about the law of attraction. Let's talk about how can we practice the law of attraction? So if someone wants to start bringing these practices into their life, how can they start doing that?
Yeah, so I think everything starts with mindfulness. I think if you are mindful of, and not necessarily in the way that you need to change anything, just be mindful. Just be mindful of your dominant thoughts, your dominant thought patterns. You know, be mindful. If you're just coming into this information about how the law of attraction works, be curious about it and be mindful of, you know, how your thoughts are impacting your experience, and maybe try to connect the dots, like, oh, I had these thoughts about this and then that happened. And are you able to connect the dots? So having mindfulness around it for sure. For me, gratitude is like my go-to. It is such a high vibration. And if I'm making gratitude lists on the daily, my life is good. It just, it works out that way. And if I'm already affirming and recognizing what's good in my life, more good is going to come. It just happens that way. That's the law. So I do gratitude lists every day, and sometimes it doesn't feel authentic. It just feels like it's just work, but I continue to do it because I've seen the impact of it. So I just keep doing it. Visualization is really powerful. The brain doesn't know the difference between imagined and real. So the vibration of visualizing something is just as impactful and powerful as if it was already happening. I can't speak enough on visualization. I mean, you talk to any world-class athlete trainer, they're using visualization with their athletes. It's proven. It is incredibly powerful. And some of the visualizations that I do are really about imagining myself living and who I would be if I was living the life of my dreams already. And so what would I be doing that day? How would I be thinking? What are my dominant emotions? What content am I consuming? Who am I hanging out with? Just visualizing all these things and really embodying how I want to feel. The feeling part is where it's at. That's where the dominant vibration is going to arise from. So if I'm thinking about, I want to be in peace, I want to be in these high vibrations of joy and love, I have to think about those and embody them now to bring more about, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I can't agree more. I love the whole like mindfulness part too, because that is where it starts. Like you said, like your thoughts become your feelings, and then your feelings become your words, and then your words become your actual actions. So if you're not having the thoughts and you're creating your desire, what do you want your desired life to be? Ideally, what do you want to be doing? You may not be doing it in this very moment, but if you were, what would it feel like, right? And you're right. Like, you have to create the reality in your head and then let the physical world catch up how it's supposed to, right? Because it really does. Like, by the time you have thoughts, they evolve all the way down into what the action is. And that's either going to be in the direction of where you want to go, or it's going to be continuing to hold you back. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love how you describe
that. Yeah. So tell me about like a life experience that you've had with the law of attraction. I'm sure there is a ton, but what's one that's like significant for you that you can share?
So yeah, after coming into this knowledge and information, it was a few years later that I was like ready to finally hunker down and find myself a husband. And it took a lot of, I'm going to say deciding, because first of all, I didn't know if I really wanted a husband. But I made the decision, and the reason why I didn't know if I wanted was because I didn't want to do the status quo. My whole thing living is like, do things differently. But when I got really clear, I realized that no, I wanted my soulmate. I wanted to do life with somebody that I adored. And so when I came to that conclusion, it's like with the law of attraction, I don't know about you, but I'm constantly like, is it real? I know I have thousands of experiences that tell me it's true and it's real, but there's still this part of me that's like, really though? Is it really this?
Of course,
like,
yeah.
Can it be? And so I really, and this was a big one for me. Like, I don't know about you, but coming across your soulmate is like kind of a big deal.
Yes.
And so I was gonna use the law of attraction to intentionally manifest my soulmate. And I did so much writing and so much, like, I went and I wrote down all of the attributes and characteristics that I was desired in a partner. And then I was like, okay, well, you can't have it all. This was my dominant thought process in the moment. So I took a few things off that I was like willing to sacrifice. And then that felt a little bit more realistic, I say in quotation marks.
Oh, gosh.
So I got really clear about who he was. And, you know, he was thoughtful and generous and honest and just a really wonderful person that is like super easy to be around and doesn't drain my energy. and I found somebody who I found attractive. And so I made a list of all the characteristics and then realized that, you know, in order for me to truly believe that I can manifest this person, my dominant thought and our belief in the moment was that you can't have it all. So I took a few things off the list to make it a little bit more believable to myself. Right. And then there were a few things that I knew I needed to change about myself. I knew that with the laws of attraction, you're going to attract who you are and not necessarily what you want. You're going to attract a vibrational match to you. So there were a few things that I knew I needed to take care of. I needed to quit smoking because I didn't want to attract another smoker. And whether that would have, you know, came to be that in that specific way, I don't know. But I also didn't want to be a smoker anymore. So I did that. And I did little things that kind of changed who I felt like. So I know this is a very silly example and it's very mundane in the sense that like, oh, okay, that's pretty silly. But it changed how I viewed myself and how I showed up in the world. And it was as simple as changing my part in my hair to the other side.
Oh my gosh.
And I kid you not, within a month, he arrived into my life. But it was so simple. It was like, okay, well, I'm just going to change a few things about myself. And I didn't even care what side my hair part was on, but it was me declaring to the universe that I was showing up in a different way that wasn't my usual self. And because I knew that I had to be a different,
vibe with different energy. You had to vibe with the energy you wanted to attract, not the old stale energy that was like how it's always been. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I totally get that because I feel like for me, that's kind of where I go wrong sometimes when I feel like I'm doing all the things, like I'm making a list of what I want and I'm thinking about it and visualizing it. But I also have to make sure that the energy I'm outputting is matching what I'm trying to bring in. And it has to be a full package. So, and it takes time. Like, you know, sometimes the law of attraction is really easy. Like it just kind of flows and it aligns and it goes. But sometimes for the big stuff or more significant things, you really have to be conscious about, you know, like I said, the energy, the thoughts and the feelings a lot more, because it might be a bigger shift. You want something more, you want something bigger, then you kind of have to switch your energy to do that. And it's funny, like for me, I've been practicing mediumship and readings and stuff since 2012, but early 2020, I've always had like one foot in, one foot out, you know, raising a family, all those things. And then finally I'm just like, okay, my soul is calling me to do it and I need to do it. 2 feet in, let's go. But I needed to attract, like, it was like, I was going to enter into like this other energy field of being an energy worker. So I needed to really shift the way that I was, the narrative in my head. Okay. Yes, of course you can do it. You are powerful. You could do it. You've had so many clients who like love their readings and love what they've received. So I had to kind of lift myself up. And by doing that, I made a list and the list said, I need to find a good teacher. I need to find a community. I want to find friends who can be like my tribe that I feel I can call on, lean on, who understand exactly what I'm going through and like are more aligned with who I am authentically. I needed to change like a part of my diet and just bring in more cleaner foods. And like, it's all kind of part of it. And like I switched up my diet. I switched up my actual like routines, and I didn't go paleo or keto or anything like that. I just mean bringing in way more less processed foods and more like just out of the ground foods, like whole foods. But then like what happens is like, I was attracted to Danielle's podcast. I started listening. I got her as a teacher. She was the best teacher I could have asked for, in terms of really honing in on my skills. And then like I joined the group, the community, and like now I have like a tribe. Literally, you and I have a tribe of women. I could message at any time if I'm having a good day or bad day, and I know that they would jump in and like and be there for me and support me. And it's just like, I think of where I was then and like where I am now, and it's like, yeah, like it really does work. When you put the energy vibe out there, it comes back to you. It's so amazing. It's so amazing.
Absolutely. I love that. Mm-hmm. And I think you really touch on something so important that, in my opinion, is missing from the movie The Secret. And it is the law of action. And we'll get into that as we go through the laws. But the law of action is so vital. Mm-hmm. And you decided and you got really clear about what you wanted. And then you acted on it.
Yeah.
You didn't just leave it all 100% up to the universe to deliver.
Yes.
It's a co-creative process, right? So you do your part by getting clear about what you want and how you want to feel. And then the universe, you know, provides some inspiration and some like, oh, well, here's Danielle's podcast. And you acted on it. You started listening and then you followed her and then you reached out to her. So there's always action involved as well.
Absolutely. That inspired action where it's like when you do a new thing and then you start having new thoughts and then like a new idea comes in. That's like the path opening up for you. And if you're gonna, like, it's up to you to take the steps. You can't wait around for it to come to you. And that's what it was an important lesson that I learned. I would say in my 30s when I was figuring all this out and learning how to leverage it. But, yeah, I love that. It's so true. It's so true.
And I absolutely agree. You touched on the part that I was missing is the inspired action, because we can do action for action's sake all day long. We're really good at doing.
Right.
We're more human doings right now.
Right.
And it is like there's a really fine balance between allowing, letting the universe show up and do its thing, and you acting on the inspired pieces that you're receiving from the universe.
Yes.
So yeah. Oh,
I love these conversations. Okay. One last thing. Would you have one last tip on how to incorporate the law of attraction in your life?
So yeah, for me, it's really about how do I want to feel, getting clear about the feelings that I want to feel, because a lot of times people start off with the law of attraction, just thinking, oh, well, here are the things that I want. And things are great. We need things. Things are awesome. But when we're looking for things, we're actually seeking a feeling that we think is associated with that thing. So if we can get really clear about how it is that we want to feel, well, we can tap into that at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't need the thing.
Right.
The thing becomes some random thing that we thought we needed in order to feel the feeling, but then we realize how powerful we are in our autonomy for being able to just achieve what we want to feel on the regular anyways.
Yeah.
And tapping into this is really about trying to stay in that high vibration. Emotions are going to come up, and whether it be negative emotions are signifiers. They are messengers. And we can listen to our emotions, and I really highly recommend not just trying to like push them aside and avoid and numb and do the things that sometimes our society really encourages. Mm-hmm. There are a zillion ways to avoid our emotions, but they need our recognition. So And the reason I bring this up is oftentimes if we're not paying attention to our emotions, they then become resistance to achieving what we really want to feel, mm-hmm. which is oftentimes light and joyful and love and freedom and all these high vibrational things. So I feel like it's really important to listen to your emotions, to not try and bypass them. There are many ways that you can, you know, hone in and really allow yourself to feel them. And then spend time each day getting clear about what it is that you really want to feel. And turn on the music, dance, go for a hike, spend some time in nature, and just live in that place of high vibration without the attachment to what you're trying to bring in through the law of attraction. Because mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but any time I've been intentional about attracting something into my experience, if I obsess over it, it runs away. It is like I'm now repelling it. But if I, and I love what Danielle said on her, she did a masterclass on manifestation, and she talked about the Instant Pot of manifestation, yeah. how you set it and forget it.
It's true. Like, you have to forget about it.
Yeah, you get clear. You set your intention. You figure out what it is that you would like, and then you let it go. And inspired ideas will come, and if you act on those, you're good.
Yeah,
it's really about just living in that high vibration and doing things that light you up and bring you joy, and all the things will fall into place. And sometimes you realize when you get the thing that you thought you wanted that was going to create this feeling for you, it doesn't.
That happens a lot. I mean, that's often. So it's like if something's not happening and you may or may not feel attracted to it as strongly anymore, just trust that, like trust that flow, because you know, sometimes we're just not meant to have that thing, and the universe or your spirit team or whoever you want to refer it to as, they might have something better in mind. So you have to trust in the timing, which I know is like super, you know, it's hard sometimes, but if you trust in the timing, things do work out. Like I always tell myself, I'm like, it's going to work out. Don't worry about it. It's going to work out. Don't worry about it. You just have to trust that it will.
I know one of my mantras for working with the law of attraction is, if not this, then something better.
Yes. Yes. I love that. Let's leave it on that. That's such a good note. If not this, then something better. Yes. All right. Well, beautiful. Thank you so much, Krista, for being on the podcast. Tell me where can they reach you or follow you, and if you're working on anything.
Yeah. So you can follow me on Instagram at Krista_Angela_. And right now I'm working on an 8-week course all around manifestation and living in alignment. So that I hope will be done by early October.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Learning process.
That's exciting. Oh, I'm so excited for that. Well, you'll be back a couple more times because we got to go through all the different laws of the universe and get into them more. I'm so excited. Thank you for being here. Wow, that conversation was awesome. If you'd like to reach out to Krista, I put her info in the show notes. Reach out to her and learn more about what she's offering in September. And for this week and beyond, I highly encourage you just make a list of 2 or 3 things of things that you want to come into your life. It could be more feelings, things, job, relationship, anything. And just remember to keep that mindfulness going in terms of how you want to feel, like you've already had it, like it's already yours. How would those feelings change the vibe within you, the narrative, what's going on in your head? So try that out, see how it goes. And if you have a moment, if you're on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star review. It's really helpful for other people like you to find this podcast amongst the sea of podcasts out there. It's really helpful to me. And I love hearing all your comments about the podcast and how much you love it. It just fills my heart. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. For some more fun and informative content, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Spiritual Soul Discovery. You want to know more about your own soul's journey? Take my quiz. Is your soul thriving or just surviving? As always, you can check out my website for more details on how you can work with me, plus our high vibe clothing and merch. All the links are in the show notes. And don't forget to download my free giveaway, 100 Daily Affirmations that inspire, motivate, and connect you with your soulful purpose. Thanks for listening. See you next time.